Researchers at UW-Madison are looking at how stress can affect the symptoms of asthma. It's part of a four-year, $2.5 million study looking at how exactly the mind and body communicate in stressful situations for people with asthma. And the goal is to find ways to change that communication to improve treatment. Dr. William Bussey is a lead researcher for that study. He's a professor of medicine in the Division of Asthma, Pulmonary, and Critical Care Medicine at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Bussey, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to.
Well, first, let's talk about the relationship between disease and stress. How do they interact with each other?
Well, there's been a long-standing interest in the role that stress plays in any disease, and particularly in asthma. And a number of years ago, the focus was primarily on the possibility that stress was making asthma worse, and people were directing treatment towards reducing stress. We've reevaluated this relationship, and what it seems to indicate at the present time, and these are our thoughts as well, that stress is no doubt generated to a large part by events that are occurring as a consequence of asthma. And we've done some studies which have shown that in a modeling system, that if you provoke asthma, areas of the brain become activated in relationship to the severity of the asthma event. So what we're interested in determining now is how asthma can affect stress or stress-related events, and try to understand how the brain is working in bringing this information together and possibly trying to better regulate things that are making asthma more severe.
So if I'm hearing you right, it could be a vicious circle. If I have asthma, if I have an asthma attack, that's obviously stressful, so I feel the stress. That, in turn, could make my asthma worse.
The vicious cycle analogy is absolutely perfect, and this is exactly what goes on. And I think what has happened is we're changing our focus rather than saying it's the stress that is making it. But, again, can we try to better understand how the lung communicates with the brain and brings about these stressful related events? If you can't breathe, that's stressful.
And I wouldn't have necessarily thought of it that way. There's the brain. I think of asthma as a condition of the lungs. So, but obviously, if stress and asthma are interacting, there's a connection. There's a physical link. How do you start to try to tease that out?
Well, you're absolutely right. But again, if you think about things in general, the brain has to be involved in any situation. It's something that allows us to interpret symptoms. Asthma is a disease of the lung, or more specifically, a disease of the bronchial tubes. So the way we're trying to dissect this out is the following. We're trying to provoke, you know, asthma events by, you know, laboratory modeling systems, and look at the messages or signals that come from the lung to the brain. And we can do this by doing, you know, MRI studies of the brain when they're having these events. And by looking at the products that are generated in the lung, the cells that are activated, we can try to dissect out more specifically how the brain is activating the lung. The other aspect of it, which is far more difficult, is to try to understand how the brain can influence the lung. And the way we're doing that is actually to put people under stressful conditions, then provoke, you know, an asthma event in the laboratory. And by provoking these events through two different systems, we can get an idea by looking at the changes in asthma and also by imaging of the brain to find out which regions are activated in relationship to these events. Our thoughts are that the brain is acting to try to retain or maintain what we call homeostasis, or returning to a normal controlled situation. If we can understand that, I think it adds some additional information about what influences the severity of asthma and possibly how to control this.
And we have the technology now to look at what the brain is doing during this asthma attack, the feedback that's going on between the lung and the brain?
We think we do. We think we do. And again, we're using the MRI scans and also PET scans, which allow us to really get ideas of both brain activation, but more importantly, areas of the brain that are activated in relationship to these asthma events.
And then long term, are you hoping that we can figure out treatments to at least minimize the feedback loop here?
Absolutely. And again, first of all, is to find out what are the molecules that are doing this. And again, if you find out the molecules, you might be able to develop, you know, blockers of these. I think the other aspect, which is very intriguing, is the possibility that you can go through other non-medication related approaches, such as mindfulness, meditation, or something such as that, which is known to modify, you know, these circuits in the brain. And if you can do that, you might be able to have a consequential effect on events that are occurring into the lung. And again, ways to test this certainly are under development and have been looked at in other disease states.
We're talking to Dr. William Bussey from the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. We're looking at asthma and the brain. So, Dr. Bussey, I know maybe I'm getting way ahead of things here, but could we see a day where part of the treatment for asthma is something like a cognitive behavioral therapy, a coaching technique for a mental response to asthma?
I think that's a very real possibility, and the reason that we're able to do this is because on campus we have a very strong neuroscience group in psychology, Dr. Richard Davidson, who has expertise in this area, and our group has expertise in asthma. And bringing these two things together, I think this is certainly one of our goals, and hopefully this is not so far out in the future.
You've been researching asthma for a long time. Are you excited by these possibilities?
I am very excited because, first of all, it's a new frontier. You know, I have spent most of my time looking at events in the lung. And going outside the lung to the brain, I think, just brings us into a new area of both research and understanding, and with the potential of some very novel ways to approach treatment.
It seems to me that this particular research is about asthma. It doesn't sound like this is necessarily just about asthma. We could see similar things for other conditions.
Again, that certainly is a real possibility. The advantage, from my perspective, with asthma is we can study this quite well in the laboratory. There's ways in which we can, you know, bring about these events very acutely in the lung and safely. Whereas with some of the other disease, like rheumatoid arthritis or inflammatory bowel disease, it's a little more difficult to do that. But the modeling of the system, I think, is right on target. We also know that there's a lot of commonalities between some of these chronic diseases as far as the immune system is concerned. So if we, from our studies in asthma, can find out what are the cells, what are the pathways, one can then have some, you know, guidance to go into other diseases and to find out if the processes are very, very similar.
This it does seem exciting because there's been this, I think, kind of vague notion for a while that, yeah, our mental state, our mind affects our health, our well-being. We're finally starting to connect the dots, though, it sounds like.
I think first of all, the technology allows us to connect the dots, and I think that that's very important. But I think it's also trying to bring these two systems together, because many times years ago, people felt that, you know, stress was, you know, sort of the causative aspects of many components of asthma. And if you could reduce stress, asthma would not be a problem. And the focus was on the stressful aspects, whereas those of us who were dealing in the lung really felt that, you know, that may not be the situation, and we're really addressing, you know, the inflammatory events in the lung. But that's not the way we work. We work with the brain, we work with lungs, and the two are working together. And being able to bring these two systems together, I think, will, you know, open up some avenues of study and information that, when you think about it, is exactly what's happening in human disease.
I know there's still this research to be done, but talking to your patients, talking to people with asthma out there, are there ideas, are there lessons they can start working with already in their lives?
I think it's, at the present time, that may be a little premature. But I do think that, you know, understanding, you know, these connections becomes very, very important, because sometimes, you know, years ago, patients used to feel, you know, uncomfortable and sort of feel that they had, because of their anxiety, brought on components of their disease. And I think now we understand that that's not the situation at all. It's the disease that is amplifying some of these psychological stress, depression-related activities. And I think that that's very reassuring, you know, to them and to us as caregivers.
You know, it's interesting because I think for a lot of people with a variety of conditions, they may hear a message like there's a mental component, there's a stress component, there's an anxiety component as you're telling me my condition is all in my head. But that's not really what's going on.
Well, it is all in your head, but in a different way than what we thought about before. You know, we can now find the neural pathways that are involved in these processes. And I think sort of saying it was all in your head was what was said many times. And I think that that was not doing all of us, a favor.
We'll leave it there for now. Dr. Bussey, thank you so much for sharing this research with us.
No problem. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. William Bussey is a professor of medicine in the Division of Asthma, Pulmonary, and Critical Care Medicine at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. He joined us to talk about the relationship between stress and asthma.